The Lord be with you. We welcome you into God's house on this last Sunday of the church year, also called the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, also called Christ the King Sunday, also called Sunday of the Fulfillment. So, got a lot of things going on today, a couple of announcements to mention. First of all, it's a privilege to bring God's gifts to you today, along with Pastor Zimmer, who's really a terrific pastor, isn't he? It's a privilege and a joy to work with him. A couple of announcements. There will be a Thanksgiving Day service on Thanksgiving Day at 9 o'clock here in the sanctuary, 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. And also, we ask you to keep the family of John Delling in your prayers, who passed away yesterday, passed away suddenly. And he is, as you know, sort of an institution right here. So this is a difficult morning for many of you, I know that. May God bless our worship here today. Rise.
Christ,
Again, Divine Service 3 is on page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the name and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
Father,
Lord be with you. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you reign among us by the preaching of your cross. Forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The readings for today direct our attention to the end times. The first reading is in Malachi chapter 3. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now we call the proud blessed. For those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. A second reading for the last Sunday of the church year is in Colossians chapter 1. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise. The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 23, beginning at verse 27. Glory be to thee, O Lord. And a great multitude of the people followed Jesus, and women who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For indeed the days are coming in which they will say, Blessed are the barren, wombs that never bore, and breasts which never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in the green wood,
what will be done in the dry? There were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots, and the people stood looking on. But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation, and we indeed justly? For we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Here endeth the gospel.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Today we speak together the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, the end of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who speaks to us today, as he's always done and always will do in word and in sacraments through his Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon text for this Sunday, the last one in the Pentecost season before the blue season of Advent begins, is from the reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 20, which is what you heard as the New Testament reading for this day. Please be seated. Dear friends in the Holy Spirit, once my family and I took a tour through a cave. The tour guide pointed out all the stalagmites and the stalactites and all the various wonders of that rocky place deep beneath the surface of the earth. Before he led us back to the surface, he had a little surprise for us. He said, don't be alarmed. Now I am going to turn out all the lights just for a minute. Click. Then he said to us, this is total darkness. If you remained in it for an hour, you would begin to go insane. Then you turn the light back on. When we returned to the surface, we all breathed a sigh of relief. Darkness is good for sleeping, that is true, but total darkness is hazardous to your mental health. There is another kind of total darkness, which is hazardous to your spiritual health. Paul the Apostle refers to it in his letter to the Colossians. And here's the passage. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. This darkness is called sin and death, into which we are born. This darkness is our inheritance we receive from the disobedience of our first parents in the Garden of Eden. If we remain in that darkness, we stand condemned to hell, for it is impossible for sin and death to exist in heaven. God cannot abide it. That is the law. Human nature has been delivered into slavery and is held captive by the devil. What are we going to do? How are we going to shuck off this darkness of sin and death? Woe are we! Even if we seek an answer from science or philosophy or some other human wisdom, we fail. Throughout our lives, we remain in sin and die eternally. We have to face it, my friends. There is nothing we can do. That is the law. As we look into Scripture, however, we begin to see light at the end of the tunnel. It is not the law, of course. Rather, it is the gospel, the good news of our salvation, thanks be to God. We have been taken out of the domain of darkness, as Paul calls it, into the kingdom of his beloved Son. We have been taken to heaven. Yes, taken to heaven, though we haven't yet arrived in that eternal dwelling place. But we are there truly on a promise. This is the promise. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. John 14. Jesus Christ died for our sins to atone for them. In very deed did he endure for our sakes sorrow, shame, torment, even death himself, and actual burial in the bowels of the earth. We have been justified through faith when the water of baptism cleansed us. The beginning of God's kingdom is the forgiveness of sin. We sinners are shriven, long since forgiven, by a suffering Son redeemed, in his Father's eyes esteemed. He has transferred us from the dark cave underground to the kingdom of heaven that is up above. All this Jesus Christ has done for us, whom he loves. Let's take a second look momentarily here at the Old Testament reading for today, the one from Malachi the prophet. The people to whom he ministered did not love the Lord who loved them. It was as if they told him, "So you love us, big deal." Do we, whom the Lord Jesus loved and loves today, do we love him in return? Or do we despise him like those old Israelites, who treasures us and cherishes us? Loving Jesus may not always be a feeling. We sometimes think we have to feel holy inside or something like that. That's not always the case. Most of the time, loving the Lord is an action. Love your neighbor next door. Yeah, actually love him. Love your neighbor in Samoa or someplace in South America, wherever. Love your fellow Christians. Love the Muslims. We love because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4. Love your fellow human beings, and you love Jesus. When Paul was writing to the Colossians, I think he thought they needed to take a good solid look at Jesus, as if they had probably been taking their Savior for granted. Are you taking your Savior for granted? He points out to them that Jesus is preeminent, that is, above, way above all other things and people, past, present, and future. He says he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. There was a World War Airman once who wrote this poem. I won't read the whole poem, but there's a passage in it that has always struck me as so true in Christian fashion. He wrote, "It is Christ who better than airman wings his flight, holding the record of the world for height." That's our Lord. How true. He is incarnate, made visible to us as flesh and bones, God is three personed, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as these windows teach us over there. And the Son is made visible to us because we could not see him as spirit. Adam lost the image of God. But in Jesus, the second Adam, God's image is restored. He is our God, and as God, he is our Savior. Jesus is Lord. Paul says, "For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, all things created through him and for him. He is God, and therefore our Creator." Paul says, "And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Look up at the skies at night. I know we've been asked to look at the meteorites recently, but any night when the sky is clear, look up at the stars, at those galaxies up there, which astronomers and cosmologists marvel that anything of that immensity doesn't just fly apart into the depths of space. Here's the answer. Jesus holds the stars and planets together, just as Scripture says. Paul says, "And he is the head of the body, the church." Don't you wonder sometimes about the church? Locally, nationally, and throughout the wide world? Well, don't wonder. And don't worry either. The church has always been, over the ages, fraught with problems. But it continues to be the church, because Jesus is in charge of the church. He heads it up. It will prevail until we all are transferred by the resurrection into the kingdom of heaven, a day we await. How fortunate we are, my friends, with our Savior, who is the beginning, the firstborn from death, since he initiated the resurrection. Eternally preeminent he is, fully God. He is the reconciler, the pacemaker by his death on the cross. This preeminent Jesus in mercy looked upon us in compassion as we dwelled in total darkness of sin and death, and became man, died for us, loving us that we might live forever. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your minds and hearts together in Christ Jesus, the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Today we pray in the name of Jesus and on behalf of ourselves and all people as they have need, that we may rejoice in Christ who displays his kingly reign, first from the cross and on whom we wait for the revelation of all that is to come. Lord, in your mercy, that the Lord may bless this congregation and this whole church with faithful pastors and church workers who speak without embarrassment or apology the gospel of Christ crucified and risen, and that we as hearers of this gospel may respond with faith and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy, that the Lord may bless all who teach and learn his word, that they may be kept from all error, given wisdom to recognize and reject all that is false, and be sustained in the truth that endures forever. Lord, in your mercy, that the Lord may preserve our nation in peace, raise up faithful leaders, and bless our president and those who make, administer, and judge our laws, that we may be good citizens who heed the call to integrity of life and service, manifesting the good works of the kingdom within our daily callings. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for those bent low in grief in these days, the family of Lalini Williamson, the family of Bryant Christine, the families of Jay and Beth Logan, the family of John Daling. O Lord, hold these your people close. Help them, O Lord, to fix their eyes on you, Jesus Christ, in whom there is forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for healing for Nancy and for Arlene, for Willard and Bob and Tim. We pray, O Lord, for Eva and Harold and Marcia and Brian, those we name in our hearts. Heal them according to your will. Help them not to be afraid, but to trust in you and to be drawn closer and closer to you, even in their days of trouble. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all those serving in the military, for Noah and Ryan, for Jacob, Tristan and Jordan, for Jacob, Aaron and Sarah, for Kylie, Jason, David and John, that your presence would be with them and that they would be serving with integrity in a way that honors you. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, we pray today. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Hosanna, Hosanna in glory.
Please rise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.